Part 5, Using a Braille Protractor, Example 2.
Okay, let's do one more. Do angle 3.
John searches for angle 3 on the tactile graphic.
Angle 3 is right here. Okay, this does open up to the right. Looks like it's probably, I don't know. I know it's definitely not an obtuse angle like the last one was.
John puts the protractor on the graph.
I'm going to start measuring. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to put the screw right at angle 3.
John searches for the point of angle 3.
And here's where it's tough, again, I say. That's right. I don't know if I should put it here.
John is searching for where to put the protractor.
I'm going to try and get it as close to there as possible. And I know it opens up to the right.
John is searching for where the line extends past the protractor.
Now, in this case, the protractor is covering up the entire other line.
Okay, so exactly. So something you can do so that the line would be long enough for you to be able to feel it past the protractor is to put a wiki stick on the glue line to extend the line so that you now have a way to measure the line.
Yeah.
Since it extends.
The teacher and John extend the line with a wiki stick.
Okay, that's better. I can already tell. Again, I have the screw pretty much on the line. I just got to straighten this out here.
John lines up the base of the protractor to the correct line.
Let's see here. This opens up to the right. It's going to be a much smaller angle.
John turns the dial to correspond to the angle created by the glue line and the wiki stick.
Okay, so I want to start from the numbers on the right.
John reads the angle from the protractor.
40, 50. Looks like it might be just a little bit more than 60 degrees.
Great job.
Maybe like 63 or something, because it's right in between the 60 and 65.
Great job.